This is Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis on 6PR.
All right, well, Millsy, it does make some sense if there's a lot of people going to South Perth and there is provision for a South Perth railway station that they build the thing, I would have thought.
Well, John McGrath is the member for South Perth. He's been a champion for this for quite some time and he's revisiting it again. There's a few questions we have on the project. John McGrath, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Steve, and good morning, Basil, and good morning to your listeners.
Why are you reigniting this now when the Liberal Party, when they were in government, pulled the funding for the building of the South Perth train station?
Well, it's an interesting history, you know, Steve. When the Gallup government decided they wanted to run the Mandurah train line down the freeway, the Kwinana Freeway, they needed enough votes to get it through the upper house. And they got a vote from a Greens upper house member who gave them the required votes. But in response to supporting them, he said you should put a station at South Perth. He was a South Metro member.
Right.
And so when the railway line was originally planned, there was provision for a station at South Perth. In fact, in 2008 budget, that would have been the Carpenter budget, there was an amount of $31.7 million put into planning and construction of a station by 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying now, with all the development that's now happening down there, 650,000 people visit the Perth Zoo every year. The Men Street precinct has been revitalised with new shops and cafes. It's a fantastic area. And if people could be able to go there and jump off a train, it would probably be a lot easier way for people to get there.
Well, whereabouts is the where is the train station provision or the space that would be for the train station?
Basil, the footprint has already been put in. The freeway was realigned, and the footprint for the station is right at it would be like the northwest corner of Richardson Park, the cricket ground. So it'd be about a 400-metre walk to the zoo.
Not bad.
I had a lady wrote to a local paper. She lived in Rockingham. She said, I took my two kids to the zoo. We took them by train all the way into the city, then had to walk back then it was the Barrack Street jetty. There was no Elizabeth Quay. Catch a ferry across the river, walk the two kids up to the zoo, have them there for 3 hours. You know what it'd be like with a couple of kids.
Hot.
And then to come home to Rockingham, I had to go back and retrack where I'd been. So she said, if there was a station, how much easier would it have been for me?
I know you're a great supporter of Metronet. Would this be part of their plan?
Well, I think it is, actually. I haven't looked closely at Metronet, but I know the Minister for Transport, Minister Safiotti, has had discussions with the City of South Perth. And the City of South Perth are very keen for it. They see that area near Richardson Park as being like West Perth, with a lot of offices and commercial and residential. So if someone was coming into work in those offices, and there could be a couple of thousand people when it's all developed, why couldn't they not use their car and just jump on a train and hop off at a station?
You're a very popular member for South Perth, John. Will you be contesting the next election?
Basil, I haven't made any official announcement, but I notice there's a Melbourne Cup field lining up for the seat. So
have you had anyone tap you on the shoulder? Has anyone tapped you on the shoulder and say, maybe it's time to move aside?
No, I've never been tapped on the shoulder by the Liberal Party. I've always had good support. But, you know, I know that when I go, I want my successor to be a very capable person, someone that could be in the leadership team of the Liberal Party. And be there when we get back into government.
You could end up Premier, John. Bernie Sanders is running for president at the age of 77.
I know that. Well, I'm a year younger than Donald Trump.
Well, there you go.
That's true. Would you like the train station called a particular name, the John McGrath Station?
Perfect.
No. I just want the station, and I think it would be a great thing. The other thing, there's been a lot of opposition to the towers down there, and a lot of the residents are saying their main opposition is due to traffic congestion. A train station would reduce that because a lot of people coming into South Perth, either for the zoo or to go to work or to visit, could jump on a train. And 80% of the people who go to the zoo are locals. So they'd be coming from north or south of the river.
If they could get a parking spot at a train station, of course, which is another issue. John, good luck
hanging
it up. But thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks very much.
John McGrath there, member for South Perth.